that life can be boring. So let me tell you a story. Now listen up and don't you dare stop, cause I be working that job. Well, it's important you understand this. In my youth, I wasn't rebellious.
And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. Don't forget, you can check us out on Facebook and you can email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. Hey, what's going on in the world of action sports, surfing? There's all kinds of crazy stuff in the news. And one of which is, I mean, the media has gone crazy with it. There's a woman, she's a model, and she claims she's a surfer, and she's from Hawaii. And she went on this road rage, and she's been arrested for attempted murder. Her name is Jill Hansen, and she's charged with attempted murder for allegedly hitting this woman, Elizabeth Conklin, with her car this past week. And she is a self-professed model and or a professional model and surfer, and they're calling her the surfer model murderer. I'm sorry, you can't make this stuff up, man. I mean, how cool is Hawaii, man? It's absolutely phenomenal, and it doesn't get any better than this young man. He is a member of the well-known Rothman clan. He is the son of the Hui co-founder Eddie Rothman and the younger brother to pro surfer Makua Rothman. He just recently, and I mean recently, in the last couple of weeks, won the Beerbong XXL Wave Tube Award winner. And if that wasn't fantastic enough, he also won the Wipeout of the Year. And that tube is absolutely gigantic. The Wipeout, spectacular. All of the entries were absolutely spectacular, but his was the most amazing. Koa Rothman, he is our man. He is here today on All Action Sports Radio. Koa, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
We are good, Koa. This is Wes, your host here at All Action Sports Radio. I know you just flew in from Tahiti. You're a little jet-lagged and a little tired, so thank you for coming on our show this week.
Yeah, no worries. That girl you were just talking about actually lives on North Shore, and she is pretty crazy. I've actually watched her like fight a few guys surfing.
Are you kidding me?
No, I swear to God.
Her name is Jill Hansen, and
I don't think she's a model.
Well, they're claiming she's a model, and they're calling her the surfer model murderer.
Yeah, she's out of control.
She is. You've seen her fighting other surfers, huh?
Yeah, no guys. She would try to beat up guys.
Does she surf pipe?
She tries to.
This is amazing, man. Small world. All right, Koa. Listen, have you come down yet? You know, from winning the Tube Award and Wipeout of the Year.
No, not really. I mean, I was like stoked since I first got that wave. It was like the best thing that ever happened to me, and then the XXL was the first thing I've like ever won. So,
well, yeah. I got to tell you, you're a young man. What are you? 19, 20?
20.
20 years old, and such lofty heights at such a young age, and there's no pun intended, you know, since you're a big wave surfer, talking about lofty heights. But I researched you a little bit, and one of your goals was to win the Wipeout of the Year award, and you achieved it.
Yeah, I mean, it's me and a couple of my friends, like, we don't like wiping out, but we think it's, like, pretty cool. Like, it's pretty, like, exciting, you know?
Well,
I would never try to win Wipeout of the Year, but if it happened, like, it's cool, like it did, so.
I want people, look, you can go to YouTube, you can go to our Facebook or our website, All Action Sports Radio, and check out that Wipeout, okay? It is absolutely stunning. I mean, there were some great entries, but Koa, you know, for people who have never seen anything like that on that scale, can you take us through that Wipeout? What's the first thing that goes through your mind?
When I fell, I was just like, please don't die, because it's so violent and, like, scary, and you don't know what's really happening.
And, I mean, but is your first instinct, like, survival? I mean, what's your first thing? Of course your first instinct is survival. I mean, what's the first thing that's coming through your mind as soon as you feel that slip, that board move, and you think, uh-oh, I'm going down? What's the first thing you know you have to do?
Well, that one, there's not really much you can do because, like, it's such a powerful wave. Like, you just got to try to ride it out and hopefully come up safe, you know? And when I fell, I was like, looking out of this like crazy big barrel. I was like, whoa, it's the biggest thing I've ever seen. And then it just pounded me for a while all the way into the lagoon at Chopes, and that was it.
Well, you achieved two of your goals. You said one of the best days of your life was when you got your first barrel, and then you said one of your goals was to win the wipeout of the year, and I think that's one of the biggest barrels ever, and you had your wipeout.
Yeah, I got the wipeout too.
So you knocked them both out, man, at 20, no less. All right,
yeah.
Hey, I want to play something for you because I thought this was your coming out party, so to speak. I know Quicksilver signed you back in 2012, early in the year in 2012, right? But I think what really kind of got you going, you know, media-wise, surfing-wise, is this, and I'm going to play it for you right now.
Okay, don't get in our way. Don't get
go
in.
Go up! Yeah, go up!
Watch out, guys! Watch out, watch out!
All right. That's you at Chopu, dude.
They
went nuts. The surferazzi went nuts when you were up there.
Yeah, I watched that video a few times. That's all my friends on the channel and stuff screaming too.
I know, but that's just amazing. All of a sudden, you know, Koa, you're on the radar, man. You're doing something, and you got everybody talking about it. And then you come back and you win. You know, that's heady stuff for a 20-year-old.
Yeah, no, I'm stoked. It's a lot to. I mean, it's what I want to do. So.
All right, good.
Fun.
We're talking to Koa Rothman. He just recently won the XXL Big Wave Wipeout of the Year Award and the Best Tube Award at the XXL Billabong's XXL Big Wave Awards. Koa, let's talk about your training, your conditioning. You come from a family of surfers, well known, you know, in and outside of Hawaii. And you said, one of the things you don't like to do is to train, but yet you can't do what you do without being a vigorous trainer and being in fantastic shape. And I know your dad has a lot to do with that. What kind of stuff do you do to train for big wave surfing?
I was probably pretty young on that stuff that you read when it said, like, I don't like to train and stuff, because I train a lot now. And I, like, do a lot of cardio and, like, try to get my heart rate up a lot, and then I do a lot of breath-holding stuff, or try to at least, when I'm not surfing.
What kind of breath holding stuff do you do?
I took this class on performance freediving, and they teach you how to like control like your muscles and your lungs and stuff while you're holding your breath. And it makes it so you can hold your breath for kind of a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And like I just try to keep practicing that after that class, and it helps a lot, I think.
I heard you also train in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I haven't been lately because I've been traveling ever since. Summer started at home. There's no lift. So I'm always gone. It's hard to keep up with that.
How does jiu-jitsu help you with surfing?
I don't know if it helps me too much. I just like it.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah.
If you like something and you're doing it, that just kicks ass. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you just got back from Tahiti, and we talked about this off air, but I got to go back to it. This 12-year-old kid that was out there surfing, in Chopu. I mean, he's 12, and his name is, I hope I get this right, Kauli Vast, and he's a 12-year-old. Now, go ahead.
I was just there, and I saw him surfing. I was like, this kid's like 10, and somebody's like, yeah, he's 12. He had his helmet on and stuff, and his dad was in the channel on the boat, and he was fully charging, like paddling into waves, like nobody was pushing him. I was pretty shocked.
Now, coming from you, who surfed pipe when you were 12, I have to ask this question. I know we talked a little bit off air, but those are some of the heaviest waves in the world. It is immensely dangerous. I mean, obviously the kid knows what he's doing. Would your dad have let you go out there at 12 years old and surf Chopu?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have no idea. I'd have to ask him. But I don't know if I would have wanted to.
Smart answer. Hey, tell me this. When you first went to pipe, you know, how old were you when you did pipe?
I was pretty young. I don't remember exactly how old, but I remember I used to sit in the channel, and my dad would push me on, like, the smaller ones, which we were, like, further down the line than the photographers. Like, I was just on the shoulder getting pushed in with my little blue helmet and stuff.
Your little blue helmet.
He's making me wear a helmet.
All right, he is a Beer Bong XXL Wave Tube Award winner and Wipeout of the Year Award winner, Koa Rothman. Hey, Koa, thank you for being a part of our show, and good luck to you going forward.
Yeah, thanks, you guys.
Hey, and Koa, I give a big thanks out to Chad Wells, your team manager, for hooking us up.
Yeah, thanks, Chad.
All right. Cool. All right, good deal. All right, we'll talk to you soon, Koa. Good luck.
Okay, thanks.
All right, coming up, we have X Games gold medal winner in BMX, Chad Kagi, here on All Action Sports Radio, and our Song of the Week. Stay tuned. Any guys, yeah, fly, this will leave you in the sky cap. 3X, we test the best. Reflect, cause you're about to go see death and the killer.